If it's happening now, we're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
We've certainly talked at length over the years, the Falcons that always seem to stop by at the Sheridan and nest and such. Now, what about Eagles? Baby eagles or eaglets. Anticipated to take to the air in June, the Royal Botanical Gardens is seeking to name the young ones before they depart the nest. Officials at the RBG revealed via social media the births in a nest on a pine tree near the Marsh Walk Boardwalk, Coots Paradise, Royal Botanical Gardens. And the contest is on to name these now. To talk more about all of this, Tyce Tyzmeyer is with us, head of natural lands for the Royal Botanical Gardens, and here now. Tyce, thank you for the time. Hope you're well.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you.
So when did you first notice this nest? How did you notice it?
Well, let's see. Every winter we keep track of where they may set up nests. They've had five different spots that they've used. They're back to one from a couple of years ago, recycling. And we just want to know they're still alive and they're still around. And then we track it from there and see what happens.
So nest in this tree, in that spot before in the past?
That's right, yeah. So they were in a completely different nest the last 2 years, and I guess they wanted to return to this one, recycle it. Maybe 4 years ago they had this one as their home.
Same pair? Same set of birds?
Well, as best as we can tell, they're the same birds.
Yeah.
They kind of look the same, so it's hard to say.
No, I was wondering if they were banned or anything. I get it. All right, so now do they completely rebuild or do they go back to old nests?
They go back to old nests unless they've decided it's junk and they're starting from scratch. But this one was a pretty large one, and they definitely tune it up, making it even bigger. So I'd say it's almost as big as a Volkswagen Beetle right now. It's a monstrous thing.
Yeah, and that's the first thing I noticed when I was looking at the video was, man, I mean, obviously eagles are big birds, but the nest, it's quite a size, isn't it?
Huge, really, and because the eagles, you don't really appreciate how big they are when they. If you watch the bird on the video and you see it spread its wings, the nest is still wider than its wingspan, which is, you know, pushing 5-6 feet.
Did you get the chance to watch them constructing this in any way?
No. Other than the odd stick, they show up. They seem to work on one or two at the same time, deciding. I think deciding which is the best view, which is the best everything for the year, and. Since it's out there, it's a good hike from the Arboretum access here at the RBG. We don't really get out there that often to watch them pull in a new stick in there.
So what? How is this nest much different than the ones they might have used last year? It's like they're renting a different cottage every year. Are there three or four? How many would you say that they rotate around?
Well, I would say there's five nests they've used, but they seem to rotate around four, and the last 2 years last five years it's only been two nests, one closer to McMaster, which is not very big as a nest compared to this one, and then this really big one, and then they have another two well hidden away in the woods.
That is bizarre. And is that common for an eagle to have more than one nest or work on more than one at a time?
It is apparently common. It's not something you would have ever realized unless you saw it happen. But certainly after they moved off their first one, the first year, we started to wonder where in the world they went, because you'd see them flying around. And then in the end, you see them with a whole new nest and you start to ask questions. Why do you go through all the trouble to build another nest and then get another nest? But it is what it is.
Wow. And how many babies? The two babies?
It's two, and they're pretty consistent. Every year but 1 year it's been two, and 1 year it was one, so they're pretty steady.
And how big are they now? They look quite large. They almost look like they're full grown.
They are surprisingly big. They're not much smaller than an adult eagle, so it's amazing how big and how fast they get that big.
So you're having a contest to name these. You're anticipating that they'll leave the nest anytime this month?
Yes. Well, let's see. How do they play this? So, of course, we're having a contest. This is actually essentially the 10th year in a row of successful nesting. So that's a bit of an anniversary. Time to revisit and remember. And then so you can go by Twitter or Facebook, et cetera, to send us in your two names. We know they're going to hang around at the nest all summer. The parents and the kids there, they'll visit each other all summer. but they'll flap their wings and leave the nest for the first time about the first day of summer. It's just a coincidence, the first day of summer, but it's a good timeline for when they might put their wings out and really fly.
Now, obviously, as you said, you don't know for sure, but do you know if the kids come back every year, or is it the parents?
Well, it's the parents, and it's fairly easy to tell because the kids are sort of brown and mottled and a little messy looking, and the parents have the style with the big white head and the white tail. Overall, there are other young eagles around, and you're not sure if those are past year's kids or what, because the parents say, you're out. Get out of my house.
Right.
Find your own way.
All right. Well, check out the Royal Botanical Gardens website. All the details on how you can name the pair of eaglets, which have returned again this year. 10 years in a row for the Royal Botanical Gardens. Tyes Tiesmeyer is with us, head of natural lands for the Royal Botanical Gardens. And again, go on the website and find out more about how you can be a part of the naming contest. Tyes, thank you so much for the time and insight. Much appreciated. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Scott. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.